welcome to this post-game finals game one crossover podcast between the Hoop Collective and Swagoo and Perk. Did we get Swagoo's permission, Perk?
Well, you know what? Me and Swagoo so tied together, I don't have to get his permission.
Okay.
He go okay it anyway. And Wendy, look, he love you, so it don't even matter. We rocking.
Perk, we're sitting on the Celtics bench right now at Chase Center. The game's over about 15 minutes. There's several dozen Celtics fans who are refusing to leave. They're very excited about what they just saw, and I don't think they want to see it yet.
Yep.
There's people calling your name. They love you, Perk.
I wonder why would they leave their building? this is their see. I ain't hating on nothing. Listen, see what I'm saying? Warriors fans mad. They mad at me. I ain't even playing.
Listen, they could be mad at a lot right now.
This is what I'm saying, Wendy. I've been telling people time and time again, right? What have I been preaching? Defense will do what? Win championships, right? Offense win games, okay? Steph Curry came out in the first quarter. He was hot. He had 21 in the first. I get all that. That was shot making. But then you saw the Celtics buckle down on the defensive end and in the fourth quarter and held them to 16 points at home.
Yeah, so what was the final score? They won by 15.
It was 120 to 108.
All right, they got a late basket. So it was a 12 point win. Perk, I'm going to read you some of this fourth quarter of this Celtics comeback victory here. In the fourth quarter, Celtics 15 of 22 from the field, 9 of 12 from three-point range. Al Horford was 2 for 2. Jaylen Brown was 2 of 3. Marcus Smart was 2 of 2. Derek White was 2 of 3. They shoot 68% as a team, 75% from three-point range. They scored 40 points to the Warriors 16. The Warriors went 8 minutes without scoring a basket on this floor where they were undefeated in the postseason. And by the way, Peyton Pritchard played 8 minutes of that fourth quarter. Marcus Smart only played 3 minutes. I was wondering whether Ime Udoka was going to take him out because he was doing so well. Al Horford scored 11 points, but he only played 6 minutes. Robert Williams only played 6 minutes. They did that with partially the bench and the shooting. And in the fourth, the Warriors, 7 of 17 overall. Steph Curry goes 2 of 6. Klay Thompson in the fourth quarter, minus 27, was attacked on defense. So, Perk, you could make the argument that that is a historic quarter, and it was. Nobody had ever made 9 three-pointers as a team in a quarter in the finals before. You could argue that the Warriors are never going to go 8 minutes without scoring. You could say that was a complete one-off. But at the same time, you could also argue this is what the Celtics have been doing all year. They're being very, very resilient as a team, and we definitely have seen it in the playoffs.
No, you're right. And it's the trust factor, right? Think about that, what you just said. You know, Peyton Pritchard playing 8 minutes in the fourth quarter. I can't praise Ime Udoka enough for actually finding that spark, finding that energy, trusting his bench, right? Because a lot of the starters really didn't have it in that third quarter. They came out, they lacked that Celtic-type defense, but he found it. And I want to give another shout-out to Al Horford. I thought his shot-making tonight was huge. I thought it was very, very huge. But it's just a testament to the Celtics, to what they've been battling all season. Being down 3-2, Wendy, in the second round to the defending champs, coming back and winning that series, losing game 6 at home in the Eastern Conference, winning game 7 on the road. Like, adversity to them is motivation.
Being 16-19, Udoka all over their backsides early in the season.
Yeah.
And listening to people calling for them to get broken up. I mean,
I was one of them. I was one of them.
Not as intense of a situation as being down in this building by double digits like they were. It's kind of the story of their season, the way this game played out. Really shaky, but when it matters, they've gotten it done. They are not clearing this building, Perk.
No, listen, I'm telling you right now. This is Celtic fans for you. I'm telling you, they're not going nowhere. I've been all around this building. I've been here since 12 o'clock, Wendy, and they are deep. Somebody asked me today. I think we talked about it on NBA today, right? We talked about who has the better advantage for his home court. And it's no disrespect to the Warrior fans, but you can't sit up here and tell me the energy is the same in this building as it was in the old arena down there in Oakland. It's just not.
Well, it's a beautiful building, though, and they probably made made about $15 million tonight.
Yeah,
no, in this building.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's nice. I can't knock that.
But I will say this: like, regardless, the Celtics were never really bothered. Even when Steph made six threes in the first quarter, and the Celtics, you know, they didn't defend well. They had some questionable strategies on him. They were going under on pick and rolls, Perk. Which I don't 100% get why they would do that, but that was their strategy coming out. But Steph hit six threes, and they handled it. And, you know, they were down 12 going to the fourth quarter, and that's probably, you know, maybe a 1-10 situation. Extremely unlikely that you're going to maybe a 2-10, I don't know, a 1-5 situation, you could come back from that. Certainly you wouldn't expect to blow them out. That was a totally unique situation, but – you know, they never seemed bothered. They just never really seemed bothered. Even when it was going really bad, and even though Jason Tatum, he had a good playmaking night, but he didn't have a good shooting night, it didn't bother the Celtics. They were just very unbothered.
But let me ask you something, Wendy. Why should they be bothered? Like, why should the Celtics be bothered? They have no reason in the world to be bothered for the simple fact that they already have faced adversity all postseason long. And being down, that's nothing foreign to them. Even though, like, they had to, I get it, they were blowing coverages, you know, in the first quarter and things like that. And one could say that it has something to do with them being, you know, nervous and having anxiety and, you know, your mind be all over the place in the first couple of minutes as far as being in the finals. But once they regrouped and got it together, they made a run, end up taking the lead in the first half by two. The Warriors came out. They dominated the third quarter. But then Which they always do. But the Celtics weathered the storm. And the first 5 minutes of that fourth quarter was huge. And by the way, Jaylen Brown, shout out to him for attacking the basket, trusting his teammates, making guys around him better. Jason Tatum was horrible tonight offensively.
Yeah, he did have assists. He did play make.
But his shot making wasn't there.
13 assists, 3 of 17. But he had 13 assists.
Yeah, I live with the 13 assists. But you wouldn't have thought that he would have went. You know,
I'm just gonna say that ever since Derek White came back from being away, when his wife had that baby,
right,
his son Hendrix. Hendrix doesn't know a world where his dad isn't a badass.
No, you're right. And you know what? People don't realize that basketball players are normal human beings. Before his son was born, he struggled, right? And people don't realize that the woman,
I would say he looked a little bit shaky, no, like, for the moment.
He did, but listen. This is what I'm saying, Wendy. Before his baby was born, right, everybody who don't have children can't relate to this, but the people who do have kids can. Well, listen, the woman is not the only person that go through it during the pregnancy. I understand she's carrying the baby, but the men go through it as well. But after he had his baby, after he knew that his significant other or wife was okay, now he has a clear mind. You have to have a clear mind in order to go out there and perform at your best. And since then, he has been nothing but absolutely his best for the Celtics.
And at the beginning of the playoffs, there were some games where he looked like he didn't want to be out there. And in this game, he was completely confident.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he's not going to always shoot that well. I mean, I think he made his first five threes. But, you know, he was a big-time playmaker. And the other thing was, when he was out there defensively, he caused problems. I mean, he's plus 25 in this game. He's plus 25 in this game. Even when before the Celtics went on their run late, he was keeping them in the game with his offensive and defensive playmaking.
But his energy is contagious. You know, he come from under Greg Popovich, and he said they have a 0.5 rule. Well, you know, that's how long you can hold the ball before you make a quick decision. And I think his presence in the locker room, he's kind of been somewhat an extension of Ime Udoka. Not his voice, but the way that he plays. His agenda free basketball, losing himself within the team. But I tell you what, this was one hell of a win for the Celtics. And the Warriors got to be feeling some type of way right now.
I mean, I don't know. Win game two, man. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop by. Now let's talk about the play of the week, the pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. Let me talk about the Warriors real quick. So Curry just goes crazy in the first quarter. He ends up with 34 points, 12 of 25 shooting, 7 of 14. That's really good. But you start looking down the list here. Jordan Poole is 2 of 7. He was not effective in the fourth quarter. They needed him in the fourth quarter when they were getting blitzed, and he was not able to get it done. Draymond Green takes 12 shots in this game, 2 of 12. And I know that he is conditioned to take that open shot no matter what. And they're not guarding him. He can't take 12 shots. Can't take 12 shots.
Well, guess what? He's going to have to take 12 shots, Wendy. One is because he's trying to prove me wrong for me calling him out, okay? That's why he's going to take 12 shots. Two, here's the thing about Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is going to be – they're not going to be able to play Jordan Poole in this series.
Well,
they're not going to be – listen, let me explain to you why.
All right, go ahead.
The Celtics are too good defensively for Jordan Poole. He hasn't seen athletic wings like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. That's number one. And Grant Williams and Marcus Smart. It's going to be hard for him to get his game off. And then when you go to the offense, to the defensive side of things, who is he going to guard? Who is he going to guard? In my opinion, I could see Steve Kerr limiting his minutes, riding a little bit of more Otto Porter Jr. and Andrew Wiggins, because Jordan Poole is not going to be able to have an effect on this series. And I could see him, he's not going to be able to play minutes in this series.
Well, I'd say one thing. If he's not going to hit shots like he didn't tonight, he can't play 25 minutes. Gary Payton did not play tonight. He was available. I'm not surprised he didn't play. Because if you listen to the interviews he gave the last 2 days, and assuming he was telling the truth, which he was, he didn't sound like he was ready. So they're going to give him 2 more days. So in the future, they may be able to have Payton out there instead of Poole. But if Poole is not going to hit shots, Perk, it's going to be hard to play him out there.
Yeah, absolutely, especially against this Celtic team. But listen, Wendy, Clay didn't play well at all. He didn't shoot the ball well, and he's going to struggle also. Like, he's going to make a couple of threes.
Yeah.
But he's not going to – it's going to be hard for Clay to get his game off against these athletic wings. I'm telling you, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they played against Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. They're not worried about Clay Thompson. This is why I picked the Celtics to win this series. I picked the Celtics today to win this tonight to win this game one. They're just too dangerous on the defensive side of things.
Yeah, and especially after they kind of figured out some of the mistakes they were making in the first half, where they just had the coverage on Steph wrong. It's not going to be remembered by history. I mean, but I just don't know what their game plan coming in was. There was a great thing that they showed on TV with Marcus Martin. By the way, I thought this was great. They showed it. I don't know if you saw this, Perk, but in a huddle in the first quarter, early second quarter, Marcus Smart, probably right about where we're sitting right now, says, "You cannot drop like we did against Miami. Stop dropping." And I was like, wouldn't that have been gone over in the game plan? But you know, it made a difference.
But it's the finals. It's the finals, right? So Marcus Smart knew that, you know, you got to have those friendly reminders. So that's all. I mean, they adjusted and they bounced back, Wendy. And look, the Celtics got this game. It's a lot of pissed off Warrior fans.
Yeah.
I think I might need security going home, but it's all good.
Yeah. The way the building turned and was just stunned.
Yeah.
8 minutes without a basket. The Golden State Warriors on their home floor. That's 1990s Golden State Warriors. That's early 2000s Golden State Warriors.
Well, I tell you one thing, Wendy. When we go to the Bean Town, me and you going to be sitting courtside. I tell you that much. I already told Wick Grospect, me and him been talking, I need 2 seats for me and my boy Windhorse. Okay, we come and sit down.
Well, Wick is the owner of the Celtics. He was he was in a good mood.
As he should be.
Yeah, you know what happened 1 year ago today, Perk? 1 year ago, June 2nd, 2021, Wick officially replaced Danny Ainge with Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that was a pretty audacious move, because you're taking away a guy who was regarded as a good coach, and you're putting him in charge of something he'd never done before, putting him in charge of the front office, and in one fell swoop saying, I'm going to have a rookie general manager, and I'm going to have a rookie coach, or at least a new coach. And the moves that they made, look what happened tonight. Al Horford. That was a Brad Stevens move, getting him back. Derek White.
Yep.
Brad Stevens move. Who has taught this team to be resilient? Ime Udoka, Brad Stevens move. Granted, you know, Danny Ainge didn't exactly leave an empty cupboard. This team was well on its way. But you know, Wick Grusbach made that move. He was willing to do it. So
he did. He's still good about himself tonight. But
I'm sure.
Shout out to Danny Ainge, Robert Williams, Grant Williams, Peyton Pritchard, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and then the way he finessed the Philadelphia 76ers to get Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
All those guys Danny Ainge drafted, the core, the foundation, the nucleus. All those pieces that are here right now that you witness in the Chase Center, Danny Ainge went out and scouted and drafted those guys. Shout out to Austin Ainge, too, who's still in the front office over there at the Celtics.
One more thing I'm going to say before we go. When the Warriors get together and talk about this game, when they watch film, they're going to talk about Robert Williams. And I appreciate this because I know they watched him on film. I know they had a scouting report. I know they were prepared for him, but you can't prepare for Robert Williams. The guy covers ground that you're just not prepared for. So in this game, he goes 4-for-4 from the field and has 4 blocks. And you know, a couple of them with those alley-oop type plays, lobs.
Yeah.
You know.
And think about it. He opened up the lane just for being a lob threat at the basket. People are afraid to leave him.
As good – like, Kevon Looney played great in this game. Great. I mean, he had 6 offensive rebounds. He had 3 blocks. But Robert Williams still got him, outplayed him.
And so what'd that tell you? Celtics in 7.
All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this Swagoo and Perk Hoop Collective crossover.
The collab.
We'll be talking to you later in the series. Have a good weekend, everybody. Talk to you after game 2.
All right.
Yeah. The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.